This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do I smell a ticket market watch?
Haven't done one of these in a while.
I think I do.
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
We talked about the fighting yesterday in the Canada-USA game, which there were some people who were none too happy with me. I was like, guys, I know that they're mad up there. I just don't like that they booed the anthem. I don't want people in Boston to boo the anthem tomorrow for the people in Canada.
And I disagreed. I want it to be the loudest booing
and I don't
humanly
want it
possible.
To be that. I don't like booing of the
and
anthem.
And it's a great anthem, right? Oh, Canada
is
great.
It is a good anthem.
I want to make sure that I don't hear it because I want the boos to be cascading to the rafters.
I don't want to stoop to that level. No. But how much is it to get into that game tomorrow?
Yeah, we pulled
this
up.
This is the finals of the Four Nations. Tell everybody what the price is just to get in.
Cheapest single ticket price jumped to $1,222 as of Tuesday afternoon. A 415% increase. These tickets right around what Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last year was.
That's a boatload of money for the middle of the season, man.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you'll
pay $1,200 just to go in there and boo the Canadian National Anthem. Come on, man.
Well, no, if you pay $1,200, you're absolutely, that's going to be a part of the experience. You want to say that you booed the anthem because now we're having fun with it.
No.
And, you know, I wonder sometimes.
The Canadian coach was like, oh, this is great for hockey. Like, he did bite on the international.
Wait until the boos come back at you, though, Team Canada.
I don't want to boo. I don't want them booing our anthem, and I don't want them boo. I don't want to boo theirs.
I don't
want
to boo them either, but they started it.
And you're going to finish it?
And it's time. Boots and asses.
Let's go.
Come on, man.
Where's your patriotism? I know some people in this country.
Where's my patriotism?
It depends on who's the president on how patriotic they are. I tend to be patriotic every day.
I'm patriotic for every presidency.
I know how to fold
you.
That flag. I know how to fold it and put it away and dispose of it. It's a big deal.
This is not setting the tone.
Meanwhile, my Ohio State flag is just getting doused with snow and ice, which is outside. I would never do that
you
to
left
the American.
It outside?
They won the championship. It's up there until next year.
I want to get a Dale Earnhardt flag. Put it outside. We'll get a number three.
There are three Ohio States in my little nook. We've got one to the right of me and one across the street, and one across the street, they put
news?
The Cavs up. They did put the Cavs
up. Why is that news?
What do you mean?
I mean, we don't live in Oklahoma. We live in Ohio. So if there was a bunch of Ohio State fans in Oklahoma, like if we were the show in Tulsa in the morning,
no,
I would go,
because,
wow, that's a
it's
lot.
It's because there's a rotation in my area of the street for the American flag, some of the Ohio flag. I told you a Cavs flag is now across the street.
Oh, okay. It's known as the flag city of Cuyahoga County.
People, if you have a spot for Bay a flag, Village. Whether it's a pole or you just have it, you know, fastened to the house. Do you just leave up one flag year round? We don't.
No, I rotate them. the American flag. I have a bronze flag. I have a Streetsboro flag. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a Dale Earnhardt flag. And I have four flags, and I fly them around. That's the way it goes. Number three, man, raise hell, praise Dale.
Nothing for Michigan?
No, I'm not a Michigan fan. Here's Jeff Phelps yesterday speaking of hockey. He said something sacrilegious to Andy Baskin.
I think when hockey is played well, it's a beautiful sport. Why do they even tolerate the fighting?
Because it's part of the game. It's part of the culture of the game.
Why is it part of the game?
Because it regulates, like, it makes the game a very, very dangerous game. And I know this sounds weird.
It's already dangerous.
It's less dangerous when you have the fighting. I hate to say that to you.
They're wearing knives on their shoes, and they're flying up and down ice.
The game is physical.
But that's part of the game. Part of the game shouldn't be, oh, they dropped the puck. Gloves off. Let's go, baby. That's called MMA. That's called boxing.
It's not MMA.
That's called UFC.
So, okay, but people pay for that, and they understand. And they're going
to
see a fight.
And they go to that.
And they also understand that when they see NHL hockey or they see minor league hockey, that they're part of it is going to be fighting too. Because it's regulated within the game.
I want to see Darius Garland throwing down with Chris Paul.
I'd pay for that.
That would be fun to
watch.
Okay,
when he said knives on the shoe, I was thinking of bayonets for whatever reason. There are people who agree with Jeff about getting rid of the fighting in hockey.
I thought they had, by and large,
Text from people. Sorry, he said he got text from people on Saturday, and they were like, "You got to turn into hockey. There's fighting going on." And he's like, "Nah, I'm not interested."
I thought that the fighting in hockey had not gone by the wayside completely, but I thought, especially come playoff time, because you don't want to lose guys with injuries.
Of a gentleman's agreement than anything,
and penalties. Yeah, like the exhibition games.
It's the same thing as you write your own score on your scorecard in golf, like.
Hold on.
I mean, if I'm doing that, I'm making a way better score than what I shot.
If you're a hockey guy, a basket, I'm putting the bat signal out for you. If you're a hockey guy, you'll go to the front of the line, 216-474-0092.
You must state that you're a hockey guy.
Explain this part to us. Yeah, you must state you're a hockey guy. Tell us your favorite goaltender from the 1980s. Is it not? I don't think that anybody, it's always been part of the policing of the game. Like, I know people use the G word out there, and I know they don't like hearing that, the enforcers. They go out, and it's part of the policing of the game. Like, and I think it's been that way for a lot of sports. I mean, when LeBron came here, this is why I was surprised to hear Jeff say this. When LeBron came here the first time, did we or did we not see a different Zydrunas Ilgauskas? Because when LeBron was a rookie or a second-year player, there were a lot of guys who took some liberties. They didn't like that LeBron was getting pressed. They didn't like that people were calling LeBron the next big thing. And so they were going, okay, we're going to show you what this league is all about. This is a grown men's league. And you would see Z pop right in there and, as a veteran, get in people's faces. Because you were not going to touch LeBron on his watch. Well, the same thing goes in hockey. I mean, Wayne Gretzky had Mark Messier and Marty McSorley for years. Now, I'm not grapes cherry over here. But it is part of the game, and it is part of the allure of the game of hockey. I can't deny that. I don't think they should just fight the whole time. I mean, hockey's hockey. It is a sport.
So do they, but at the high school level, is there any fighting? Is that not part of the high school game?
That I don't know. I assume there's not. I assume once you get to the pros and actually get paid, that's where the fighting goes down. I don't think it's condoned. I listen to a lot of Michigan Tech hockey. I've never heard a fight go down.
Yes, I remember I covered an outdoor game up in Syracuse where there were like 50,000 fans.
Okay.
And I was basically tipped off, hey, these guys are going to fight, and they're going to fight often, and it's going to be right from the start. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And sure enough, just like you saw the other night, it was puck drop, gloves drop, fight, and then another fight. And I think there was another fight. And those guys loved it. Like, they didn't have any malice for the other guys. Like, maybe they did, maybe in the background, but they were all players from, you know, various minor league teams across, you know, New York and that region. So they did know of each other. They knew it was the enforcers that were doing it. And they were all smiling about it, laughing about it. Some of them got hit pretty bad. And everybody loved it. Everybody cheered it. Nobody was like, this is a disgrace. My kids are here to watch this. Like, I think hockey fans, they want this, they encourage it, and I think those hockey fans never want to see fighting out of the game.
Well, like, I will admit, like, I took my son, it was just me and Axe, I took him to a Monsters game. And it was the Jerry the King Lawler night right before the pandemic. It was all, I mean, and he was 4 years old, 5 years old. He was having a blast. And the moment, like, there was a glove drop, like, right in front of us, because we were on the glass right in front of us, and he's like, what is this? I go, yeah, this is part of hockey. This is the way it goes. And it was like a exciting thing for him. I can't deny that to a five-year-old. I can't deny that to anybody. It's the history of the game. It's the way they police it. In football, there is a gamesmanship. You're wearing helmets, some of the stuff that's there. I know that there's obviously, we've dealt with one of the big fights here in our city with that. But in hockey, I mean, you're going, how fast are these guys going on skates? You can't just take liberties with guys. Somebody has to go out there and hold people accountable, because the rules aren't going to be the only thing that gets people out of it. Doug and Shaker, you're first up on the Fan.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
First, yeah, listen, I mean, you guys are mostly right. As somebody who's played hockey since I was 7 and coach it now and might even coach with a host from 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, wow.
If you watch the game on last weekend, the reason for fighting is really well articulated there, in that there are the three fights in the beginning of the game, and then there was nothing but hard, serious hockey for the rest of it. And that's the point of fighting, right? Is you get the bad blood out, you protect your players, you make the point, and then it's over. And so you don't have things that linger. You don't have a lot of the nonsense you see, like in basketball, where guys are getting cheap shot, right? And why Draymond Green has had a career forever. None of that doesn't exist in hockey, because you get it out with the fight. Both guys agree. Nobody takes a penalty. They each get 5. You know, you saw the 2-minute instigating in the third fight for Team USA, because that wasn't a gentleman's agreement, if you will, right? That one, the USA guy, you know, instigated it. But for the most part, right, both guys fight, they get it out, and then you go back to playing the game. That's the reason for it.
So do you believe?
That's why it's an important part.
So you believe, Doug, that people who call for the end of fighting in hockey, do they just not understand the sport? Do they just not know the game?
I think they see the danger of it, right? And you've had some Canadian junior leagues who have regulated fighting, so you can't take your helmet off. So, because there was a kid who died because in a fight he fell backwards with his helmet off and hit his head and died. So there are aspects of it that, yeah, obviously it's a dangerous activity. I think the people who are calling for the end of it don't understand the benefit that it brings to the game of it actually does protect players. That was Baskin's point, is it protects players because you take some of those. You know, I knew a guy who played with Gretzky, and he talked about once he hit Gretzky in practice, was his first time up with the Kings. Mm-hmm. And 30 seconds later, Marty McSorley put him on his butt. And as he's looking up at the ceiling, right, McSorley said to him, "We don't do that in this league, kid." Right? It's even in practice, right? It's just that protection part. It keeps guys like Gretzky and Lemieux and, you know, the superstars now a little bit more protected, keeps them free.
See, I've always thought, yeah, Doug, thank you very much for the call. Because I go back to, like, if I listen to the fan in Pittsburgh, they have a hockey team. And when they talk about Sidney Crosby, who is a legend over there, and quite honestly, a likable guy. And I know I'm not supposed to say nice things about Canadians right now, because whatever. Very wonderful guy. Is that, or has that not been one of the knocks about professional hockey, is that he's taken some serious hits that Wayne Gretzky never would have taken? Is that or is not not one of the things that they talk about over there? I think it is. Pretty positive it is. So you need some of that policing going on because they can't call a penalty on anything. You're never, or at everything, you're not going to get anything done. Josh on the road, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, guys. Your previous caller kind of stole my thunder there. I mean, these guys have been in, I've played hockey. I aged out because I blew my knees out. But there's bad blood that comes up. These guys have been through all the minor leagues together. They come and they go. You get the bad blood out. Then you play hard. You get the game going. And that's a part of the game. Take this and then look at the NBA All-Star game. I hate that I have to agree with P.K. Subban. They made me agree with P.K. Subban on this. Like, that intensity that was in that game, where was that in the NBA tournament? It's not there because other games don't bring that intensity. Well, but anyhow, have a good one, guys.
When you make it, Josh, thank you for the call. That sport, when you make it countries versus countries, like when it's Sweden versus the U.S. and Canada, and so, there is a pride that you just don't get in any of the other. Like, you know what? You get it in the Ryder Cup. You get it in the Ryder Cup with Europe versus Team USA. When you make it, I don't think it, and I really don't know if it would mean most players in the NFL are from the United States. I'd say, gosh, probably 90-something percent are from the United States. Baseball, they've tried it. I think it's with mitigating success. It's at least enough to get a TV contract when they do the World Baseball Classic. But I think about it like this. Like, I don't want my pitchers, if I got Guardians pitchers, do I want them using it up in the World Baseball Classic? In basketball, we've talked about it a bunch. When we had LeBron, do you want him playing in the Olympics or do you want to use him for the Cleveland Cavaliers? But when it comes to hockey, there is like this, hey, they're hockey players. They're going to play all year round. They're going to play like crazy. They're going to play for a long time, some of them. And, yeah, that's just part of the game. It's where, okay, Team USA, it's going to be different when they go up against Team Canada. It's going to be different when they go up against Sweden or Russia or God knows who else. Like, it's a thing. It is a personal point of pride for them.
I think for the longest time they were worried about fighting and whether it would restrict the growth of the game. And now I think they don't really care. I think hockey fans.
You said you had 175,000 people watching a national broadcast last week of San Jose and Seattle. That's
also, I mean, look at the salaries of the guys playing in this game. There's a lot of guys making between $1 million and $7 million. You get guys in the NBA over the weekend making 60. It's just you're just not going to get the guys making 60 that are ever going to throw down and get all that serious about an exhibition.
That's very true.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.